So hello, I'm sitting here with Anton. Well, to say you're now 35 years old, and you're one of the legends in trail running, and because you're in the business for years, and it's great to have you here. We were talking the last time 5 years ago when you won the Lavaredo, mm-hmm. and so, but the weather conditions are quite the same, like 5 years ago. We had a little bit of rain in front of before the start, and then it was also a hot race. So. Yeah. So what about you? What's going on with you?
Well, right now, I mean, I had been looking forward this year to running this race, but I have an injury in my leg from 6 weeks ago, stress fracture in my femur. So the past few weeks, I've just been doing some biking, trying to get some adventure in the summer while still being injured. Yeah, that's what I'm up to. Hopefully heal up and do some running later this fall.
Okay, so you came back from... You started your career with La Sportiva. This was one of your first shoe sponsors. So
it was the first shoe sponsor.
It was the first. So and you won the big race with La Sportiva. So and then you changed to New Balance, and now you're back. And what's the reason? So... For coming back and to come back to your roots?
Yeah, so for me, the main reason was that my interest in the mountains became more varied. I became interested in more than just running, also climbing and skiing. And La Sportiva makes footwear and product for all of those activities. Apparel for the high mountains, footwear for the high mountains. And so it's a perfect fit that way.
Cool. So if I look at you and you're here and we are meeting in front of the Lavaredo Ultra Trail, so it's one of the most important trail races in Europe, and but you are, well, you're quite a fast runner, and you won all the biggest trail races.
I don't know about that, but
you competed these, and but you're more than a competitive runner. So you go out and go running. So what's your passion about this?
Yeah, so it's funny because to me, there's a difference between competition and. And like I've run for a couple of different reasons, and one of them is sort of you're always like chasing a feeling, right? Of like you know, maybe you go run every day, but in half the time it doesn't feel very good. It feels like hard work. But the other half the time, you have a pretty good run, and you have sort of this feeling where you're connected to your surroundings, you're connected to yourself and the movement, and that's the feeling that I'm always chasing. But then with the competition, I think it's really important. It's the only place where I am able to give my absolute best effort. And I think that kind of experience, that really intense, condensed experience is important for personal growth. And so I really value competition as well. But the thing is, you don't need to be the fastest or the best runner in order to have that experience. As long as you're trying your hardest and you're I don't know, focused, I guess, it's that experience is accessible to everybody. So for me, that's what running's always been about. And then the last few years, these other activities, it's all the same as running. I'm looking for that same experience. The activity is sort of incidental. It's just like what my body allows me to do, what makes the most sense in the mountains given the season or the terrain. And but you're always just looking to be connected to your surroundings, I think.
So you live in Boulder, and your playground starts in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And is this also a kind of inspiration for you for going out every day?
For sure. I mean, living in Boulder, it just makes it very accessible. It's right there. The mountains are right there, and I can do everything from my doorstep. There's no barrier of having to drive my car somewhere to go climbing or running or skiing or biking. But, you know, that was an intentional choice. It's something I've prioritized in my life, you know.
Are there any differences on trails in Europe to America?
Sure. I don't know.
Not on the competitions, but if you go on the trails. So
yeah, but you know, there's different trails everywhere. Like, you find smooth trails in Europe, you find technical trails. You find smooth trails in the U.S., you can find technical trails. I don't think there's any way to generalize about the two. They're both wildly varied. So,
but you're not so often in Europe. So right now you're also very involved with La Sportiva,
mm-hmm.
and you're also involved in the products in the development.
Sure. Yeah.
And how are things are going in this part?
For me, it's super exciting right now because a shoe that I've been wanting for many years should finally be coming out next year. It's an approach shoe that's also kind of a running shoe, because I do a lot of kind of technical scrambling combined with running, and I feel very fortunate because La Sportiva is willing to produce a product like that that's a small niche in the market, and but they want to make something for every kind of activity in the mountains. So yeah, I feel really lucky to be a part of that and be able to test the product and yeah, hopefully make something that people will appreciate.
Mountain sports is getting more athletic the last years and getting faster and lighter. How do you think about these changes in the sport?
Well, for me, it's always been, I guess, coming from, you know, with a running background, I've always tried to approach sport in the mountains looking to do things as simply and as efficiently as possible. And that goes across everything, you know, from running, which is like the most simple sport because it's just a pair of shoes, to climbing, to cycling, to skiing. You want, the ideal is to not have the product get in the way of the experience, right? And I think companies are, in La Sportiva specifically, are constantly trying to refine their product to make that experience more possible. So I think it's a natural progression within the sport that maybe you're trying to do things lighter, more efficiently. It just naturally ends up being faster than maybe more competitive.
Cool. So years ago, you in an interview, you said that the most experienced thing for you is going out like you are and go running. Just put on your shoes,
yep.
And have a little bottle of water with you, or
maybe.
And then almost, yeah, maybe, and then almost nothing. So is this the passion of trail running, or is this the passion of running?
I think it's the passion of being connected to your surroundings. I don't think it has to be running. Like I was saying, it's sort of any activity I do, you try and strip it down to its essentials, because you're not out there to be encumbered by your equipment. You're out there, you're looking for a certain experience, at least I am. And that experience is one where I'm as connected as possible to the activity, to the movement, and to my surroundings. And so any product kind of gets in the way of that. I try and practice all sports in the mountains with that same attitude of, how can I do this most simply and most efficiently so that I can have the most pure experience?
And it's years ago I was invited in the Dolomites for a trail run, and we journalists were invited days before, and they said they want to show us the route. And we met a guide there somewhere in the mountain, and we were all totally equipped with the newest stuff. And then we saw an old man around 62, 63.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a real old white cotton shirt,
okay.
Cotton trouser, and he had sneakers with no profile on. And, and we have all our camelbacks with us. And he said, "What are you doing here?" And we said, "What are you doing here?" And but he was chumming around like he belongs to this area, so
sure, yeah.
He knows everything. And I think that's just the same like you feel if you go out.
Well, I don't know. I don't think, the thing is, people can choose their experience, you know, and some people need more equipment than others, because I mean, you want to feel secure, you want to feel safe in the mountains, but the more experienced you are, maybe the less some of those things are required. And you know, it sounds like this older gentleman he's probably spent a lot of time in the mountains, and he knows what is required for him to feel comfortable. Yeah. And that's just something that comes with experience and grows over time, you know? I'm not going to tell people how they should, what their experience should be in the mountains, because everyone's different. Everyone's looking for something different. But I've been doing this for 25 years, and I kind of know what I enjoy and how I prefer to do things. And, I know what I need in order to have the experience I'm looking for. Yeah.
Where will we meet you again? Somewhere on the track. So, is there any plans after your injury is gone? So
for racing, you mean?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, nothing this year probably, because it's just going to be a matter of recovery. I had been hoping to do this race, Lavaredo, and then Leadville in August, but you know, a stress fracture, you can't force the recovery on it. You have to wait for it to heal on its own time. But competition is something that I think it seems like sometimes there's a perception out there that I'm not interested in competing anymore, which isn't true. Like even I won't be at the front of a race, or maybe in 10 years time, I still hope to be competing, because I think competition is such a condensed, intense version of an activity that I think, you never have that kind of pure intensity in your daily life, and I think that's really important for personal growth, and I really enjoy having that. So even when I'm in the middle of the pack, I look forward to still being able to be trying my hardest at races.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the next challenges you're focusing on? So
So going forward, right now I have a lot of interest in sort of multi-sport activities of combining cycling and running, or cycling and climbing, or climbing and running and skiing, because I enjoy all the different parts, and I enjoy coming up with creative ways to move in the mountains and see different landscapes and connect different things, and that keeps me excited.
If you have some wishes for the future of the mountain sport, so what would you wish, what would come true in this business, or in this perhaps not in the business, but in the sports sector?
You mean for ultra running, or?
Yeah, well, not only for ultra or trail running, also for climbing, and if you compete this together. So in the end of it's one community. It's steps a little bit outside, but in the end of it's all around this out in the mountains. So are there any parts you think of that will come up in the future?
I don't know. It's funny to me. There's, I think it's easy to get caught up in the industry when it's important to remember why we're all part of this industry, and that's because we enjoy being outside and having that experience. So I don't know, the more people you can inspire to do that, I think that's a better thing. But ultimately, I don't really care what happens in the industry, because I'll always have the mountains there to experience in the way that I want to. I don't know, I can't predict the future.
do you think that it would be a chance for trail running that it becomes sometimes Olympic?
If this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing, or do I think it's possible?
Well, yes or no. So is it possible? And if it's possible, is it a good thing or a bad thing? So
I see. I suppose it's possible. I don't have a judgment on whether it's good or bad, because it doesn't affect me. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to the Olympics in a long time. Sometimes it seems like a lot of us just trying to sell stuff, and then other times I can get excited about the human achievement aspect of it, and sort of like the Olympic spirit, I guess. But I don't think you don't need the Olympics in order to go out and have a good run, you know? And that's something that every person can... running is a very individual thing, and being in the Olympics or not doesn't affect that experience for anybody, I don't think. So, yeah.
Cool. Anton, thank you very much. It was a great interview, and hope you have a fast recovery.
Thank you.
And so hope you see you again, and not in about 5 years, I think.
Yeah,
much earlier.
Yeah. Great. great.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.